And welcome to He Said,
She Said.
I'm your host, Adam Lowry.
And I'm your co-host, Patricia May.
You're more like the actual host, though.
How do you figure? I'm the one just responding.
Just responding? What do you mean?
I mean, you remember last week we decided you would be the article picker and I would give my point of view.
I didn't know we decided that. I thought I was just joking.
Oh, okay.
I think you just didn't want to do homework.
I was never really good at homework, but I would follow through.
I can tell. You can certainly bullshit your way through class.
Don't say that.
What?
It wasn't bullshit. I just figured it out.
Yeah. Pull that mic there close to you there, producer lady.
Is that better?
There you go. You tell everyone that comes on the show how to do it, and I still have to remind you.
It's the whole thing, you know, the hairdresser that has shitty hair.
Yeah, I don't think that can be a thing. I don't think that can be a thing at all.
I know. I think it's just because I feel like it's just, like, up in my face. So I'm going to have to get one of those wireless ones.
See, I'm used to it. You just pull it right in there. You're like, but it covers my beautiful face. Why would I do that?
Hey, I take my time when I put my lipstick on.
Yeah. Just
no?
Stay in there. Stay in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
How you doing, baby?
I'll stick to it. You can't do that on camera.
Why not?
You know what?
It's just me here,
He Bubble. Does that.
It's just me here, Bubble.
I know.
How you doing?
Yeah, you got some double things going on with the hat, then the voice.
It's the hat I was wearing when you met me.
I know. I will not forget.
Yeah, this is my better side, I think. Yeah, that's my better side right here. This side, the nose is on the other. It lays the other direction. See, I'm like one guy, another guy. That's why you make me turn my head when we're fucking.
Oh, my God. No. No.
No.
Not at all.
No.
I don't make you do anything.
Shit. Love how you just came home with the new tools for the yard work today.
Oh, yeah. That was so sweet of me, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, look. I bought a new tool.
Yeah, the hedge clippers.
Yeah, now you can use these.
Aren't they great, babe? They were on sale. They really were on sale. So
it still work.
I was using the regular scissors. I got blisters.
Hey, that's how you do it. That's dedication.
It was actually a good downtime when I was doing that. And then the neighbors felt sorry for me.
That was funny.
She probably just wanted a reason to come over and talk.
I get that way, though, as a guy. You can't borrow a neighbor tool. You have to, like, I have to just go get it.
A neighbor tool?
Yeah, it's a neighbor tool. Can't borrow one. It's a neighbor's tool. You can't mess with it. That's a guy thing. Girls are like, just borrow theirs. I'm like, it's their car.
Hardly a car. The jumper thing is fine, though.
Yeah,
it's, even then. The whole thing of you're in a bind.
But after two or three, though, you're like, all right, I gotta get something new. Yeah. So, looks like I'll be back on the lowdown tomorrow.
I know, that's so cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, we have to catch up the rest of the He Said, She Said podcast. Because people that are listening, eventually will be listening to episode 18 on the podcast. It's still episode 10.
Yeah, you can't just like throw it up on there, though.
Well, I mean, we could post 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All of a sudden, then we'd be up, caught up and away. then we'd be caught up. But I'm trying not to overload it with just a whole bunch of he said, she said at once. So I probably should have posted one today. I'll probably post one tomorrow. If I'd have done that, we'd be at 11, 12, be five away. And then this would be 18 to get current. So when you're listening to this in the future,
there's not really a hurricane going on.
Right. If I'm not dead, this was recorded on Sunday. Was it June 7th?
July 8th.
July 7th. I'm screwing them up now. Like, wait, whoa.
Isn't it the 8th?
No, it's the 7th. So July 7th, 2019, to be clear, in case it's way in the future or the past. So, yeah, you'll probably hear this one, if you're listening now, more than likely it'll be closer to July 14th when you hear this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. On the podcast. Now, I mean, if you're on YouTube, if you follow, he said, well, follow Cognitive Rampage Network on YouTube. I post that immediately. So if you want to stay current with Adam and Patricia, subscribe now to the Cognitive Rampage Network on YouTube. And I also post this video directly to Facebook, too.
Yeah, I was going to say keeping up with Adam and Patricia.
But yeah,
then
no.
I thought, nah.
Why do I think that's been used? Yep. So yeah, it'll be on the lowdown tomorrow, July 8th. But it'll probably be the air on the 9th, the 10th, or something on NBC Afrotainment.
Don't they air on Sundays?
No, Lowdown is a weekly show.
Oh, okay.
Like almost daily, like 2 or 3 a week, maybe even 4 days a week. It's a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're doing a lot there, man. My boy James Yawn. I texted him back too. I was like, hey, man, you got to come on the LMAO podcast too.
Yeah, that was cool. It was fun listening to you in your major comfort zone. It was like you were just...
I enjoyed doing that podcast. It was chill. You know what I mean? I just could chill and talk shit. Not to mention, Type Mike's funny as fucking shit, man.
He is very funny.
Yeah, he was good, man. He crushed that night,
too. Speaking of, Adam did phenomenal on his second debut there, right?
Second. Well, yeah. This
at that
one,
location.
Yeah, but this one was a featured position. So I did, 30 minutes?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
She's talking about stand-up, right, by the way, people. Stand-up comedy, yeah. I did a 30-minute feature set.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't have to follow Type Mike. Good God, he was headlining the thing, but he murdered.
He did. He carried it the whole time. There was no time where you're like, could you hurry up and bring up the next guest?
Yeah, 17 years in the game. He better murder, and he certainly did.
Yeah. But, yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, the LMAO podcast is cool, man. The Black Tim Allen is coming on. Spunky Robinson will be on too. James Yawn probably after that. I'll have Mike Herlihy shortly after. And hopefully Marcus Crespo soon. He told me he's down once he gets back down.
Oh, cool. He's funny.
Yeah, dude. He's killing, man. That dude should have his own special already.
I played I would call it dress up when I was doing mine last night or the other night, you know, here on stage behind me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You used our comic stage there and tested out your 5 minutes.
Yeah. It really did make me go, I have a lot more respect. I mean, not that I didn't respect comedians beforehand or you or anything.
Yeah.
But it was, it's crazy. You really think in your mind, oh, I got stories for days, and then you just screw it up.
I said that when on the episode of LMAO with Type Mike. When you tell people you do comedy, right, and then they're like, oh, yeah, man, I could do that, man. I'm funny. I got stories. And, you know, I could get up there. And you're like, okay.
You know,
and then the minute you're like, Monday night, the other bar, open mic, they're like, I work.
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't.
Yeah, I'm on probation. You know, something pops up. It's a different ball game when you really got to stand up there. I'll leave the guy out, but Mr. Russell, who comments a lot on the Cognitive Rampage stuff, he is prepared. He's going to the improv to do open mic on Wednesday. Because he wants to be on the LMAO show. And I'm like, well, brother, you got to be a comedian, man. You know, you go get some mic work, you know. And he's like, all right. So he's going Monday. He's like, I was born for this. I'm going to crush it, you know. And I'm like, I'm going to be there Wednesday just to watch the opposite.
I'll tell you what, though. Brandon, is it Biker Brandon? Beach?
Biker Brandon.
Is it Biker Brandon?
Beachside Brandon.
Beachside Brandon.
Yeah.
Being that he said those words, he really did show out. He showed up with that.
Yeah, it was 5 minutes of stuff he put together. That was good. That's a rarity, I hear. So maybe he does well. I hope he kills it. I hope he kills it and finds a new passion.
You think he pursued it after that?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Mr. Russell.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. I'm leaving out his first name.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. But yeah, I mean, it's a different world, man, when people get up there and do that. And I appreciate the support. And from you, you know what I mean? And all the filming, you know, the try this, add this to it, maybe spin this out.
That probably gets annoying, though.
No, not when it works.
A couple of them, you really did throw those in there. You did great.
Yeah, I ad-libbed
a
lot.
We just spoke about it that day.
Yeah, I did a lot of ad-libbing and adding to some jokes, just kind of trying to feel the crowd. Oh, I have so much work to do. It's ridiculous.
You did really good, though. It does help. I mean, not to take anything away from you, but when the host is really hyping up the crowd and, you know, and of course, then when I jack it up and decide I'm going to try singing.
I can't believe you did that. You should have just stuck with the Spanish song. It was murder. Next time, just promise me this. Listen to me.
Okay.
Okay. Just okay.
I know, but you have to understand, I didn't just quit.
Like, I was there the whole night. I totally understand.
I didn't just quit, though. I just didn't know all the words. I don't...
But see, sometimes you forget your bit. You just got to roll with it. Just repeat the same thing you sung. No one knew Spanish.
I'm a perfectionist when it comes to that because, like, I literally had to ask, does anybody speak Spanish here?
But it's worse when you stop in the middle and go, I fucked that up. And like, but you didn't. You hadn't fucked it up. You had done a great fucking job.
And again, I forced myself to listen.
And
to
again,
it
and the host and the buildup of it helped out a lot. Mm-hmm. Of should I sing that? I don't know. And then you just went back to what was comfortable. You knew the words, and that was a no-no. You could have dropped the mic on that shit if you just even repeated this. You could have stopped there. You know what I mean? No one knew. But that was murder. You did get the night going, though. After you sang, everybody else was like, all right, let's try. But I listen to you. Listen to your man when he's like, no, sing the Selma Hayek song and walk away.
Suck a dick.
Man, you see what I deal with people? You know what? If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that's a little joke. Gotta go. I forgot episode 13, 14, 15, one around there.
It was just
there.
Two ago.
No.
Yeah, because I would put money on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's forget money. What else would you put on it?
I put everything out already.
I upload these shows. I edit these shows. I know exactly what show is what show.
All right.
What episode is this?
This is episode 17.
18.
Son of a bitch.
God.
Whatever. You know what?
Yep. There it is. The you know what.
It was two ago.
Two ago?
Mm-hmm.
It was two ago.
Yeah.
Not 16, but two ago.
Yeah, two ago.
All right. But I was actually headed to a point about the support with relationships, right? Where does a woman or a man, where does that fall, right, when it comes to supporting, like, your man and whatever their drive is, their dream is, the plan, the passion, whatever like that? What's your thoughts on, like, women that either, A, don't support it, or men that don't support it, or kind of say, hey, you know, we're married now or we have kids now, so you have to put the dream down or the passion, doesn't make any money, you know. What do your thoughts fall on those?
Well, I don't really look at it as myself supporting you. I don't. I look at it as
support.
I mean, but I'm telling you how I look at it. So maybe it works because of the way that I look at it. So it's very fun and exciting for me to see you challenge yourself and see you excited and all those things. So I don't look at it as, a lot of times people use the word support as almost
like
work.
Let's try to keep it to others. You know, the general, I have a terrible time with the word generalities. Mm-hmm. I could not say it on the.
Generalities?
Yeah, general, why can't I say it?
I don't know, I'm the same way with.
Generalities. Is that even right?
Yeah.
Generality. What the fuck?
Generalities.
See, you're fucking up.
Like, I don't know.
I tried to say it on the LMAO podcast, and I went, general, finish it, Mike.
I'm that same way with, what's the exercise you do when it's one right after each other?
Intervals?
Yes, intervals. I always screw that word up.
What do you say?
Intervals, but I forget, and I don't know what to say. That's just one thing I trip on.
All right, one thing. But you were saying about couples that, and men and women that do and don't.
Do you see this look right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What? I'm being a great co-host right now.
That's what I think. I think it's really, really important to, I guess, use that word, show support for your significant other. To me, it shows that you care and you're interested. It's like as if, like, you remember last week when we were saying if somebody has a comment and they don't respond with, oh, uh-huh. You know, you just feel ignored. It's almost the same way. If you're not interested in what the other person is doing or what their passion is, it's no fun. You're no longer, you're more like working together as opposed to a couple. You know, I mean, I get it if you have kids and someone has to stay home so that can take place.
Mm-hmm.
But I would even go to the lengths of making sure I had a babysitter that night so that I could go and witness all that fun stuff, you know, or
because some men and women do that, right? The woman and the man, they both, you know, be like, hey, you know, we're married now. There's a little one in the picture. You know, I know your passion was comedy or racing or whatever it was. But, you know, not anymore.
Yeah. I think that there's, it has to be a point for you to find a babysitter, to have someone on hand, couple of them, so that you can do those fun, spontaneous things where you try and figure it out, because there's going to be a time, hopefully, if you're taking care of yourself, where it's going to be the reverse and you'd want that same support.
Yeah, I often would wonder, right, if the male or female, whoever's saying that, right, that like you got to quit it now, that they just don't have their own shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now, it would be unfair, too, if like the woman or the guy, you know, or the other is doing all the work, right? Is staying home every night, you know what I mean? Doing everything, and the passion or whatever is pulling your 80 or 20 or whatever. Listen to the last episode when you talk about what's better, the 80-20, 40-40, 50-50. You know, if the work is unbalanced, you know what I mean? If the other half is having to pick up all your slack so you could pursue whatever it is, maybe that's okay. Because if there's a time frame, right, if it's set, you know, who knows? But that's what I'm saying. It's kind of loose, right?
Well, that's where you have to create it. I mean, you have to have a comeback. If they say, oh, well, what are you going to do then? What else do you have going on? You have to be able to say, well, you know what? I like to do yoga at night and all my girlfriends are going to do this. Or I like to go to this location to do singing or whatever it is that you like to do, that you either could invite them with you or you could say, hey, tonight's your night. Take the kids.
Yeah. Well, we're again back to get organized, right? Are we back there to where it's get organized, right? To where it's like, hey, it's Tuesday night. It's when you do the stand up, or this is when she goes and does karaoke or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Whatever. Because I could see the guy or the girl, right, looking at him like, look, this is karaoke, okay? You're not going to make it Beyonce.
What's the level of importance?
You know what I mean? Stay home. You know, we got the. But what if that's where she or he finds, you know what I mean? Like that I don't know, that moment, that flow, that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that, you know, when you see the outcome of that person having that outlet, it's worth it.
Mm.
You know, like if you know that he or she gets that time to do what they enjoy, the benefits come right back at you.
Mm. Yeah. They'll come home happier, kind of relieved. Like, hey, I got my nut off. I got to do what I love, you know, and it would be hard not to share something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like whatever it would, I can see where it'd be difficult for somebody or in either way, whether you're the one that's doing the thing that your other half's not there, supportive of it. You know, that was cool to see that couple at the other bar the other night that both did comedy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Both kind of do the thing. I was like, all right, so they can get a babysitter and they both go to an open mic, you know what I mean? And trash each other on the way home.
Yeah.
You know,
it does, you know, it really does inspire me. Like, the other night when I jumped in and did the singing, I felt like I was like doing some double dutch in my mind going, okay, I'm getting ready to go in there. I want to get up there too. You know,
dude, the fact that you'll fucking go sing in front of motherfuckers, but you won't do comedy is crazy. Cause if I had to sing in front of somebody, everyone will leave. But
no,
are you kidding? No, everyone would leave. And you know, so for me, that would be a fearful thing to do, is I have to sing in front of people. I didn't even sing in church when I was forced to go. You know what I mean? I don't know. I lip synced that shit. You know, I was just like, I didn't even, you know what I mean? Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, too, it was a little intimidating also because I knew a couple of women there and I knew they each had wonderful voices. So I was also going.
Yeah. That's a rough part of comedy, too, that when you know you got a murderer in the room or two.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit.
I have to go show them what I don't got.
Yeah. So I appreciate it. No, but something like that. That's the funny part. Go on.
That's it. I do really think that it's important to create your own activities to be able to feel good when you're supporting the others, so that you know that it's not only going to make them feel good, but that you can also be able to have that same expectation to have that come back at you in return. It's important. I was talking to Carmen the other day.
That's her daughter, people.
Carmen is my youngest daughter. She's 20. And she, her and I were talking about, you know, the fun things that we like to do and relationships, things like that. And we were talking about how.
Wait, one of the fun things you like to do is relationships?
No, I said and. And relationships.
Yeah, we like to do relationships. We try them, we leave them, break hearts, move forward, find new ones.
We were talking about the involvement of doing things that you like and within a relationship. And it's a huge thing for people not to lose their fun. Their, you know, where your relationship becomes an obligation. Like there, we were talking about a couple that they constantly acted like, ugh, I have to go home now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm fucking saying that, I am out.
I know.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people like that where they stay longer at work or, yeah. you know, or they
I would
just...
suggest anyone, if you're the one that goes, ugh, I got to go home yet, or if you're the one at home and the other one's going, I got to go, I don't want to go home yet. Start with counseling and then probably drink.
Probably drink. Or you come home to a drunk because they're the feeling the same way.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, where they're like, oh, great.
But you were saying.
That's what I was saying, was how important it is not to lose that part of yourself or to take that from someone when you become, you know, in a serious relationship to where you start changing who they are because they have to change, you know, they have to obviously share time with each other. But when it becomes to feel like work is when you go, yeah, I don't want to be in this. That's what the point was that we were talking about. When you start to feel like you're either the one taking that person's fun or the reverse, you know?
Yeah. Leo, a mentor of mine, he talked about that as being bubbles in people's lives, that when two people get together, it should increase your bubbles, not delete them. You know what I mean? Like, and so if you imagine one person here, each person's got a bunch of bubbles around them, friends, fun, hobbies, whatever, right? That's their life, if you will. And this person, friends, fun, family, hobby. When they get together, that should make more. It shouldn't be, we're together now, you can't do one, two, three, four, pop, 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 pop. Now you have these one, this one bubble, they have one, you know, then you're like.
Well, too, you know, it's not just that either, though. Sometimes that person had bubbles that you weren't able to do because you wanted someone to do those with. You sure. know, so it's not no longer just that person's bubbles. It's like, for instance, when we would go to the beach or, you know, fishing. I always wanted to go fishing, but how fun is it when you go fishing alone as a female? Sometimes it can be.
I was like,
but,
I love it.
Okay, I'll remember that.
I was like, I love it. That's a peaceful time.
Well, like, for instance, what
I know went
for fishing, though, like, you knew great spots to go fishing or how to teach me to do certain things that I wanted to do, so they weren't necessarily a bubble that I had before, but
I could
they
hear
were
every
I
guy
wanted.
When you were that enjoys fishing, you're like, yeah, who wants to go fishing alone? Every guy was like, me!
No, I get it. I like to go shopping alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I like you when you go shopping alone.
Yeah.
What?
You like me when I go shopping alone? Mm-hmm. I do come home happier.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't even have to spend money, but just to not have to wait around to see if it's like they're...
Sorry, I had a cough. Yeah. I had another point, though, that I wanted to get your opinion on. Relationships, popping the bubble, joining the things together, forgetting it. Got it. For instance, right, let's say... I don't know, a guy or a girl did A, right? A was their thing. They did that thing when they met the person, mm-hmm. right? They get together, and either one or the other, the person's like, all right, you can't do A anymore, right? Because we're together. And let's say A is constructive, hobby, whatever. Even if it's late night, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's what they did. You know, it could even be a job, right? A job they did or a hobby they did, whatever. When I met you... You know, you did that, right? I can hear somebody, right? That argument, right? It's like, I was doing this when you met me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And how can you ask me to change?
Yeah.
Right? So that, one asking the other one to, hey, you can't do that anymore now, that, fill in the blank, baby, married, whatever. Versus, let's say the person didn't do A, got in the relationship, some time in their relationship, year, 2 years, whatever, pick the time frame. Now this person enjoys A. That mm-hmm. wasn't what this person did or wasn't in the original plan, right? The second date dinner when the guy or girl spilled what the plan was and loved to do, that wasn't in it. Now sometime in the relationship, it's all of a sudden in it, right? And may that the other half may not like what A is, right? Because of pick the reasons. Visit those two topics for me.
I think those are circumstantial. I mean, everybody, they are. They're, it's kind of broad, you know, like if...
No, let's assume that.
If the new thing is bad for their health or
No, I know you're
going to
go there. That's too easy. Assume it's It's fun, constructive, passionate, flow. And it could be late night. It could be early morning. Whatever it is, it's let's assume that it's not drug dealing. Let's assume that it's not shooting heroin. Let's assume it's not stripping. Right? Let's assume it's not the does, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's assume it's not cheating, right? Let's assume it's not those things.
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't you want someone to expand new interests and stuff like that? I mean, you have to be supportive of people trying new things. I don't want to go into any relationship.
But argue
saying,
both sides here. I know this is your view, right? Kind of be both sides, right? You're the woman or the guy, right? And you got with this person. They did A, and
okay. I think then if it's going to if it becomes selfish and that person is feeling left out or like there's they're no longer a part of, you know, kind of like the lifestyle that they were expecting or that they did speak about, you know, then it's like maybe they feel a little bit misled, like, hey, I thought you were into the retirement lifestyle. You know, say they're older and they decided they don't want to do that. You know, I know of a couple relationships where they had the mentality when they started, you know, that it's going to be just we're done working. We're just going to go travel the world. And that's what that person wanted. And then that other person decided, it's not for me. That's when you have to truly decide, instead of taking that from them, if you're supposed to be together. Because then it's like forcing someone to live your life.
Yeah. I personally don't think anyone is supposed to be together. But I know what you meant. I know what you meant. Mm-hmm. Whether you should be together. Yeah. Right? I don't think anybody's like, we're supposed to be together. It's amazing. It's destiny. I don't fuck out of here. I just don't.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Mm. There's so much more there, though, I think, right? As one, if the person's feeling left out, that's 50% on them. Unless the other person is going, you can't come. You know what I mean? This is not, I do this, right? Not you. It's up to the other person to go, hey, I want to come, rather than be like, you never invited me. You know what I mean? It's like, did you ask? You know what I mean? Could you be a part of it? You know, because I know some people, like, well, fishing's a one I've heard dudes talk about, right? Where the their lady wanted to go or something like that. He just assumed that she didn't really want to go fishing, so never really asked. And she was just waiting to be asked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck? You know? But
yeah, if you don't express interest, then that's on you.
And so, and in the other view, right, from a she said standpoint, right? You get with a dude, he was doing A. Now we kind of walked over that one, right? So let's assume he wasn't doing A, being it constructive, whatever. Let's just assume it doesn't even make money, right? It's just a hobby thing.
Yeah.
Right. Now here he wants to do the A and the woman goes, no, you weren't this when I met you. Is the woman assuming, you know, you talked about kind of misleading, right? That it was misled on the, but how crazy it though is it for anybody that here's first date, third date, 60th date, right? And then a new plan pops on someone's lives and they want to try something and do that. How fucking crazy is it though to assume this person must stay this very same person that I met and they told me they would be, you know what I mean? And if that person then veers and wants to try something, they're like, huh, it's not what I signed up for. You're like, what the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one of those things where you have to decide if you want to be with that person. Do you want to be with that person because you like who they are or you like who you want them to be?
Ah, I like that one. We'll end that there and move into the next segment of the articles to share. That is beautiful advice. That's a wonderful segue there, dear. It's a meme of some shit.
There.
All right. So what we're going to share tonight that you don't know that we're going to share and talk about it is crazy ex stories that will have you saying WTF.
Okay.
All right. There's 18 of them.
Okay.
But they're real short. All right. They're all real short. So we're not going to be sharing our ex stories, people. So sorry if you wanted to hear our ex stories. All right. We're not talking about us unless it accidentally pops up. That was not me. That was Grace.
That's the Grace clap.
It is, man.
Bravo.
Nope, someone's awake. All right. And let's vote which one of these at the end of the 18, which is the craziest.
Okay.
All right. So my ex came to my house at 3 a.m. while I was in bed with my current boyfriend and knocked on my window saying he wanted to talk. You're short. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, that happened.
Okay.
All right. Doesn't seem too crazy. I want to. What my question is: how long have you been an ex?
Yeah, like that one comedian. And he's like, yesterday. We broke up this morning.
He's like, yeah, it's your ex. How long have you been on? When'd you break up this morning? I'm like, oh shit, man.
That's understandable.
Yeah. All right. So next, ooh, go away is the title. Left my ex right after getting pregnant. He sent me an email when I was 7 months along or so telling me, or 7 months or so, telling me how sexy I looked pregnant.
You have no control over what they tell you. It's how you respond.
Which is what I was waiting on.
What the proper way is to respond?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just covering it. You're all serious about it. Like, it's your fault, bitch. No. He emailed. My boyfriend came into my work, watched me around the corner for 45 minutes, waiting for me to go on break, and then followed me around the store, telling me what a terrible girlfriend I had been.
That's when you just get a restraining order.
Yeah, unless she was a terrible girlfriend.
So what? She's not his girlfriend anymore.
No, I'm just saying. All right, people make zero sense sometimes, is the title. My ex already had a new girlfriend, but still threatened to send out my nudes if I didn't get back with him.
That's shitty. You tell the freaking new girlfriend.
This is like us watching a video. We watch it. You're the guest. You respond. Get the comic relief here.
I would just put them out there anyway. I don't send any nudes that I wouldn't care if they were revealed.
Note to self. And people listen like, fuck yeah, post that shit.
Well, it's like one of those things where we're talking about how don't you look at it before you send it.
Yeah.
If it's something you would be dying if it was shared, you shouldn't be sharing it anyway. Sort of.
So messed up. My ex pretended he had cancer to get me to stay with him.
Yeah, that's a complete douchebag.
That's rolling the dice there. Because you could be like, I got cancer. And she's like, thank God I left. No. I know it's fucked up, but I'm just saying.
No, they're just dying for some love and sympathy, trying
some,
to get some.
Some people get out there though. They're like, "I'll kill myself." You know, they get fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in that? No, don't talk personally. But what if a woman is in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a guy is like, "I'm going to kill myself if you don't come back to me, or if you leave me, or stay gone."
That's when you call their family members and say, "He's hurting. Go help him."
Yeah, that's
that's it.
That to me, we should probably read one of these. It may be in there, but that to me is one of the most fucked up things a partner could do to you. That if you left and you throw that on them, you know what I mean?
That happens a lot. That happens a lot.
Like, okay. And then, like, because
then. It's not fair.
Yeah.
And you don't deserve that torture. You just call their family and you let them know so that you're not, so that person is not alone. Or you call someone that you know that's really close to them. But it's not up to you to go save them.
Yeah, a lot of women and men take that responsibility, where they're like, "Oh, I can't leave because you know she said or he said." Yeah, that's a fucked up thing to do.
And plus, you don't have that training. You don't want to go there and make them feel better for one day, and then they wake up with a new expectation and they really do it.
Oh yeah, yeah. From a counselor's perspective, you nailed it. It would one you call the law immediately. Forget calling the family.
Yeah.
You call the law immediately about that's what's happening because the next step is killing you.
Oh,
right? So it's call the law immediately and notify them because they can get there and let the law notify the parents or the whatevers.
I'll bet you my response was probably one of those things of fear where you're afraid that you would be next if you did call the law because they'd be mad at you. So you call the family. You know what I mean?
That is what abused women do.
I was pointing that out. Like that's probably the first thought to someone that's clearly been manipulated.
Get a concealed weapon. Call the cops. You know, but that's fucked up. It's dangerous out there, and a lot of there's a lot of abusive dudes out there that do that.
And
they
females,
threaten.
Plenty of females do that too.
They threaten. They hold it over her head. If you leave me, I'll kill you. I'll beat you up or whatever. You know, if those dudes, if you're out there, you're probably one of the worst people on the planet. Right next to the child molesters.
Yeah.
Just saying, you're pretty close. All right. My ex hacked into my Facebook account, got her mom to call mine because I was harassing her. I was ignoring her. And then followed me and my best friend one night without us knowing.
That's just freaking mental.
Psycho fucks, man.
That's so common, too. And there's so many ways to track people like I learned the other day from you.
What the fuck?
You know, on this, because I just had this.
You know, it's a total joke. The Find My iPhone is for your own phone.
Oh, well, I know that. I have that device, though, where, you know, it's installed in the car to where you can track it.
Well, I didn't put it in the car, people.
No, I'm not implying that. All right. I was saying that you taught me that that is accessible to other, like, for instance, on Snapchat, you share your location. They can see exactly where you are if you have your locations on.
That shit's nuts. Mm-mm. Let's see. Yeah, there's a, you know, when I hear guys that are suicidal, you know, over a girl leaving or something like that, I'm like, dude, what? You know what I mean? It's hard to really identify with that, you know, the way you're going, Jesus, dude. Like, it's just pussy. Like, nothing's that good. And now a friend of mine actually was in that mind state. He literally was in that mind state about cutting himself off because of this.
But
right?
Was it just for the pussy?
Well, he's a lot of hazy stuff there. Yeah. But he came over on what used to be called the Porch of Wisdom. My house was always the Porch of Wisdom. They came over, went on the Porch of Wisdom. We sat down, I smoked a blunt, and we chatted.
Yeah.
And he still remembers this to this day, what I told him. It seems very simplistic, but I was like, hey man, it's just one pussy. There's a million of them. You know what I mean? And it kind of hit him right where he was like, yeah, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy, man. Like, I don't care if it's an ex-wife or nothing, man.
Think about how many people thought to themselves, I just can't live without this person. I'm just going to die.
They believe it.
Yeah. And then, you know, 5 years later, they're like, what the fuck was I thinking? Yeah, that guy was an asshole or she was a bitch, you know?
Time heals it up, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's shitty. Don't get me wrong. It can be shitty. You know what I mean? It can feel like the worst pain on the planet, man. No doubt. I'm not downplaying that. But, well, my ex would park really close to my car when I was in class, so I had to confront him or climb in through the passenger side door to leave the parking lot. That's kind of fucking funny. Like, if she cheated on you, you know what I mean? She gave you hell. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, watch this shit. I'm going to park right here. Watch this bitch getting in her window.
Did you not see those characteristics when you started dating that person? I mean, do they just change automatically when you decide you don't want to be with them? Or did they show little teeny signs of, I'm a psycho?
A lot of people do if they look back. I know in some of my relationships or other people, if you look back, the first fucking night you meet them, you know what I mean? The first day, right? If you really
pay attention, like rewind.
Yeah, if you're not,
I saw that.
Right, if you're not in La La Land, just kind of like, oh man, I could get some. You know what I mean? If you're beyond that, and you look back, you can be like, motherfucker, from the get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You knew it, but we're all just like, oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
it's crazy how we'll blind ourselves, right?
Yeah.
She gave me back a box full of my clothes where there was a raw chicken in the bottom.
Who cares? That's stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. We're making this shit up. This one's called Call the Cops. It was around 2 a.m. and I looked out my bedroom window and I see my ex who I have been ignoring via phone calls, texts, quickly ducked down. Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's just people that are going to eventually kill you.
Yeah, that's cops right away right there, buddy. Or concealed, shoot him in the face.
Shoot him in the face. Nowadays, there's so much of the opposite, too, though.
Oh, yeah, man. And actually, on the other side of the coin, or if there's four coins here, I don't know, in lesbian relationships and in gay relationships, abuse is rampant. And especially in lesbian relationships, when there's the tougher one, probably in plaid driving a Subaru. No offense, that's just research. Subaru did the research.
Numbers tell you.
That's right. Subaru did the research, not me blame Subaru. It's huge. Like physical violence, I should say, is fucking huge on that side. And even in gay relationships too. I mean, it's rampant, period, but it's pretty extreme. On that side. It's extreme all over, really, man.
Yeah, maybe they felt like because they had like a sort of a breakthrough being able to be in an out relationship and they were, you know, like, this is mine now because I can do it now. And so they're more protective of it.
Or maybe they're a lot like dudes. And they're like, that's how dudes get. that are like that, possessive psychos like that. That they're like, this is mine now. They look at the as the female as a possession.
Yeah, territory.
Yeah. Let's see. If they cheated, they have to deal with the consequences. So she cheated on me, and I moved on too quickly for her liking. So she tried to sabotage it. So she tried to sabotage who I was with by tracking her down and telling her all of these lies about how I was.
They're probably truth, but it's still psycho.
But she cheated.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
She cheated. He left, moved on too quickly. She hunts down the new one and tells all these lies about who or what he did.
She's a freaking whack job.
Dude, it should be a rule, period. Golden rule. Whatever you do in the bedroom with the person you're with stays that way when you break up. Like, you can't go there. You know, like bro code kind of thing? You can't go there.
It's respect for yourself, even.
Yeah, there's a... what's the rap song? I think it's 50 Cent. When he's like, whichever hoe you lay with, be careful because they pillow talk and they're going to tell the next ex or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, some shit like that. No offense, hoes.
Hoes got to
I'm not hoe shaming. I mean, it's the lyric. who does that? He came round about 6 a.m. to collect his stuff he had left with the person he had cheated on me with.
That's just shitty.
That's fucked up.
But he's already proven he's a shitty person, so who cares? He's trash.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. See, childish is this one. He and his new girlfriend couldn't get in touch with me because I blocked them, so they gave my email to all of their friends and told them to attack me.
Yeah, that happens.
Get a new email?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut it down? Rough.
So this one is creepy AF. My ex would change his phone number every week to call me pretending to be other people, then stalk my friends to find out my new number.
Yeah, just one more psycho.
Yep. A lot of people looking crazy here.
Those are all the kind of things where you constantly have to just ignore that, because it's kind of like, when kids pull each other, like if a child pulls another child's hair, they do it because they want to hear the scream. They want to hear the cry, the reaction. If you continuously give them a reaction, they're going to keep doing it. Yeah. But if they become non-existent, it's no longer fun for them.
You're going to dig this one. My ex dates a new girl every week and sends me photos of them and says they look like me. That's why he dates them.
I would be like, oh, good. Have fun.
Do they know that?
Yeah, right.
Email them.
Yeah.
My boyfriend has a scar near his hip because his ex stabbed him with a fork. That's what he said.
Yeah, right. It's probably some other dude's bite mark.
Right, or he asked for it, all right?
Yeah.
He was done, though. Da-doom-tsh.
Right.
You had a fork in him?
Well done.
Yeah. Where she belongs, probably. She accused me of rape while I was out of state. On the other side of the country, as a matter of fact. Receipts prove it. Now she's in jail.
Great. Great karma.
Yeah,
dumb
right?
shit. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I got to say, if you're going to be a cheater, a crazy liar, could you be smarter about it?
There's some psychos, though, man. Like some real woo-hoos.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's, I mean, if you're hollering rape on somebody that you're in love with or that you dated, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, if it happened, do your thing, you know, put it out there.
They get to that point where they're willing to do anything
to destroy. Well, think about it. We talk about suicide,
yeah.
Rape, right? I mean, they'll fuck your shit up.
Yeah. And the sad thing is you can't, that tarnish that it does to your relationship, I mean, to your reputation, you can't just go back to every person and go,
believe
it didn't really happen. It didn't really happen.
Right. Believe that shit, man.
That's the mentality they take is, I may not affect everybody, but somebody's going to walk away questioning you and your character.
That's true. My ex cut his hair exactly like mine and then posted pictures of him in bras and panties on Facebook. What the fuck? That's literally the title of it.
But see, that would be funny for me. I mean, not realistically, but I'd be like, look at this fucking weirdo, man. Like, I would laugh at how stupid he was. You know,
what
like,
was
what
the red flag
thinking?
There when yeah. you met him?
I don't know. I don't
was
know
he like, can
really...
I borrow that?
Yeah, I don't know that there really could be one. It's just, I think they lost their mind maybe afterwards.
You took it serious. I was trying to make a joke. Like, what was the record? I don't know. I'm not sure. He was borrowing my bra. My ex messaged my best friend who lives across the state and told her I was dead.
Say that again. Your ex?
Not mine. My ex messaged my best friend who lives across the state and told her I was dead.
That's a terrible person.
And then she texted me and I wasn't.
Yeah, so.
Finding me in a crowd of 30,000 people and acting like it was a coincidence. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's a psycho.
That followed, she or he followed
that's
you there.
I'll find you.
That's actually, yeah, that was a girl actually chasing. Find you in 30. Hey, funny seeing you here.
So weird.
Man, those are 18 what the fuck stories.
What's your, not your own, but I'm sure you've heard plenty of what the fuck stories from friends. What's the most what the fuck story that you've heard that someone has done, like their ex has done to them?
We kind of covered them all. Like
all those things. You
yeah. Yeah. The suicide thing. A friend of mine got broken up with by a girl. Mm-hmm. Not sure she was cheating, but like a week later she was dead. Yeah. She was dead serious. So he fucked her sister.
Oh, that's definitely a jab in the stomach. Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
He stabbed her in the guts.
More than once. You know what I mean? Actually, I do have a funny one that a very good friend of mine did. He was with this girl for some time. He put some time in. And again, where she left, maybe cheated, left, you know what I mean? Monkey barred, definitely. You know what I mean? It was like this new dude all of a sudden. Yeah. After she left, right? Generally, if they do that, they already fucked, and then they just broke up with you after. They were just making sure. But anyway, it was unclear whether it was a cheat or whatever, but kind of fucked up. Yeah. And how quick she just rebounded. Was with the dude some weeks, calls back, drunk as shit one night, asked to come over, booty call type thing. My boy's like, yeah, come over. Gets her naked. They're on the couch. He's literally dick out, about to put it in her. Stops, stands up and goes, just want you to know I could have. Now get the fuck out.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's my dog.
That is way worse.
That's
right?
My dog. He was like, I could have. Get the fuck out. Like, went wow. That far. You know, he's like literally like right there going to put it in and he stopped. And he was like, I could have.
And she was the one that was initially shitty to him?
She left him mm-hmm. and had a new man mm-hmm. 2 hours later. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was 2 hours, but you know what I mean? Kind of quick. You know what I mean? And then a couple weeks and then you call to get some dick. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, yeah, come over, right?
I bet that was like instant healing for him.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I just want you to know I could have. Get the fuck out. Oh, no. Send that bitch drunk as fuck home. She think about what she had to go through of getting dressed because she's naked, right? And he then stood up and he didn't get undressed, so he just puts it away and then he's like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
And now she's got to like grab the clothes, put them on. You know that?
Probably the worst walk of shame.
You know, it felt like an hour, you know what I mean? For her to grab her shit, you know, find her stuff, you know, and then take that walk.
You know, it sucks because think about how powerful that is. And that's exactly what she did, but just in a different form.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can see the woman, though. Fuck you. You're such an asshole. You're like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. I'm the asshole?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, no, you're a whore. Yeah. So we'll end with a few breakup stories. They're a little bit more in depth, but not much more. I had a girl break up with me because of a burger order. Probably more than that. She said she wanted mustard. I got her a burger with mustard. She stares at the burger for a good minute after the first bite and looks at me. I wanted mayo. I look at her. You said you wanted mustard. I hate mustard. At that point, I feel bad and offer to go get her another burger. No, it's fine. I'll eat this burger. A couple of minutes pass. I'm enjoying my burger, and I look up to see she's staring at her burger. At this point, I'm like, I can go get you another burger. It's no issue. Only to have her snap at me, I'm going to eat this burger. What makes you think I'm not? Now I'm irritated. You've been staring at the burger for the past 5 minutes like it owes you money. I can go get you another one. She didn't take it well. She stormed out, and a couple of seconds later, I get a text saying, we're through. Don't unfriend me on Facebook. I'll unfriend you when I get home. Needless to say, I unfriended her first and ate her burger.
He just saved a shit ton of money on child support.
Psycho.
Yeah. Like, she gave him the biggest gift ever to be so obvious that
I
she's
love how
psycho.
You take these series and you really break them down.
Real. I'm thinking about, I mean, honestly, that's crazy. That's, I wouldn't, those kind of fits are ridiculous.
Well, that's that red
so
flag
childish,
though, right?
Yeah.
Like, our first whatever, well, if you're getting a burger on a first date, there's a red flag, right? But even so, right? Let's assume it's second, third date, right? It's lunch or whatever. You're having the fucking Five Guys, right? Shout out to Five Guys. And you're having the burger, and he or she does that shit? Oh, hell no. Dude, mm-mm. But he can be like, oh, okay, baby. You know what I mean? Like, and then 3 years, six kids later, he's like, what the fuck? I don't know how you do six kids in 3 years, but, right.
2 cents, 3 sets of twins.
Right, overshared a bed. I was casually seeing my ex again. Here we go. You can't casually see your ex. If they're an ex and you were a thing, you can't casually see your ex. You can casually fuck them, but it's not casual because you...
It's called, I was hooking up randomly with my ex again.
Yeah. To determine whether or not we could officially get back together. Mm-hmm. Red flag. Anywho, another red flag. Right. If somebody ever writes anywho, leave them.
I see that sometimes.
Let me text you right now. We are through. Don't mind unfriending me. Anywho, given this lax approach, we decided to make our first official reappearance together. You've already overthought it. You're making your reappearance. Get the fuck out. You're not the Kardashians, bitch. I'm sorry. I'm going to get this personal.
Speaking of serious.
All right. Official reappearance together at a house party. Hosted by a mutual friend we'd recently met. She was a bit kooky, but whatever. She was dating her father's friend who had a great sound system and a fully stocked liquor cabinet. Okay. They're all fucked up. which is all any broke college student could really ask for. As the night progressed, it became apparent that we shouldn't drive, and our friend said she and her boyfriend would take the couch and we could take her bed. Fast forward about 3 to 4 hours, I wake up from the bed shaking, look to my left, and see friend is in full lingerie riding him, her boyfriend / ex-boyfriend, right next to me. I pushed them both to the floor and thankfully realized that my other friend that came was passed out in the bathroom and... They could drive you home. Wake up, you drunk fuck, and drive me home. That's kind of fucked up.
Dude, Uber.
Right, right.
Like, come on, what did they force him? She just revealed that she was just a freak. He was there for the liquor cabinet anyway.
I was dating a guy who I honestly thought loved me. One night we decided to meet at a bar after I was meeting with a friend. He disappeared for about 30 minutes. When he came back, he told me he had sex with a woman in the bathroom while I was there with a random stranger. This is just wild shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Breakup stories, right? My ex and I booked a cruise together. We were going with another couple. You finish this story.
Say that again.
My ex and I booked a cruise together. We were going with another couple.
And his ex-girlfriend was on the cruise as well, so they're all stuck together on this fucking boat.
Well, it's one couple, and they're going with another couple. Okay. And they go on a cruise together.
It's actually a swingers cruise.
You'll think I read it, but... Well, 1 week before the cruise, he decided that we should break up. Okay, before the cruise. All right, I was thinking crazy shit.
All right.
His excuses were, you don't like coffee as much as I do, you don't want to hang out with my ex-girlfriend, and you like rap. We are not compatible. Yes, believe me, I know. The cruise is already paid for in full, and we are not able to get refunds, so we went anyway. Fuck the money.
People are stupid.
Right? Funny thing is, my friend and her boyfriend broke up a month before the cruise, so we all decided to just switch rooms, me and my friend in one room, and our exes in another. Needless to say, it was awkward from time to time, but my friend and I had a blast together.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. When we get a good one, we'll end it there. He broke up with me on my birthday just before I was leaving for uni. What the fuck is uni university?
I think so.
He took me out to lunch and broke up with me before we'd even started eating. The worst part, my birthday present from him was a cushion that sang, "Always look on the bright side of life." That's funny. He broke up with me with the lyrics to "If You Could Read My Mind" by Gordon Lightfoot on the night of my 30th birthday.
I mean, that sucks and all, but that means you can just go and celebrate your 30th birthday of being single from a douchebag.
Right? I broke up with a guy because I found out he had been jerking off via FaceTime with several other girls. Fast forward to 1 month later, and I'm on a date. We were at a place watching a movie on the couch, and my roommate spots someone in the backyard. Turns out it was my ex spying on me. My roommate chased him through the yard, throwing her shoes and yelling at him. He never lurked around her backyard again, at least you think.
I know,
right? God. In the eighth grade, I had been dating this boy for 3 weeks. I was like, oh no, is this about me? Because I told you I did a really mean breakup in like seventh or eighth grade. I had been dating this boy for 3 weeks. That's about how long we were dating. Maybe 3 days. When he suddenly stopped texting me, it was later that week at a sleepover with all my girlfriends that he called my best friend to ask her to be his girlfriend. How old are these people?
Yeah.
When she pointed out he was dating me, he finally realized he forgot to dump me and asked her to do it for me. Oh, no. Hey, will you just tell her where it's over?
Before we hook up, could you tell her we break up?
Right? No kidding, man. Oh, man, when I was 15 and 17 and his mom had just taken us out to lunch, we were going back to his place to watch TV. He made an off-color comment, and his mom asked if I had condoms, and I laughed and said we didn't need those. She stopped the car and looked at me, and I was like, well, we're still kids, not like we're going to be doing that. She called my mom that night and said I wasn't mature enough for a relationship. He asked me the next day at school if my mom informed who we really were, and his mom broke up with me for him.
Hey, he was really smart with that response. That was a good, quick, we're not mature enough to be doing that.
Yeah, last one. I had been dating my college boyfriend, now we're out of high school, thank God, for 1.5 years. I flew home one weekend, and he was supposed to pick me up at the airport. When I returned, he didn't show. This was pre-cell phones. All right, cool. So I was on the payphone, worried sick. You could have just said I was on the payphone, worried sick. We didn't know pre-cell phone, but moving on. So I was on the payphone, worried sick about him, finally made my way to the dorm. Find him laying in bed watching MTV way long ago. I ask, did you forget about me? He said, no, I just decided I didn't want to see you anymore. That's good. That's funny. It's fucked up, but it's funny.
It's kind of expected for the ages that they're talking about, too. Just a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, they're still assholes in their 30s.
Yeah. I have a family member that had a crazy ex, and it was it was a lot of work. Like, they're relentless. Like, they literally just keep going and going, and you think, oh, they're calmed down. And crazy stuff, all these things that we're talking about, it seems like she probably covered almost half of them.
This is why your next boyfriend has to be a badass.
Right?
Because then you're like, yeah, I dare you. Come over.
Well, so
that's why you're dating me. Gotcha.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was my brother. You know, his wife was the crazy one. So the next boyfriend being a badass, my brother had to be one. He had to be the one to finally go, you know, when you have kids with them, you have to really, you know, think about how you're going to react.
I love how serious you take every one of these things.
Those things are scary sometimes. Like,
fucking
and
right
she was a freaking psycho.
Yeah.
Like, to the ones where you really do start going, is she here?
Yeah.
Because I received a text message before saying, nice camo jacket. you know.
Oh, from your brother's crazy ex.
Yeah, and she did a lot of crazy stuff, and it just, it really weirds you out, you know. So yeah. It kind of even made me pay more attention to, like, psycho behavior, to where you go. Not being involved with this person, because just little things like that.
Dude, where a crazy ex will make a dude run away. Like, you could have a good dude.
Right.
And if you're like, hey, just so you know, I have a crazy ex. He's been around for like 10 years. You're like, a guy will be like, it's not
fucking worth it. I don't
want to
put up with that, yeah.
There's plenty of other pussy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where you're not, you don't have to deal with that, man. And that sucks for the girl.
Right.
You know what I mean? If the dude's like that, like, he could really fuck her up from good relationships.
Well, yeah, props to his new wife, of course, you know, because she did have to put up with that for a very long time. I mean, she put up with it on the fact that he had to deal with it. He would deal with it. He wasn't like a pushover, but she still had to deal with the freaking drama. That would be horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it causes both sides. A lot of dudes got crazy exes, crazy baby mamas.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of crazy baby daddies. You know what I mean? And or whatever, just exes, then you have to be baby mama's daddies. Either way, you know, it ruins shit, man. Because if you're a good dude and you meet a girl and you dig her, and if you're like crazy baby daddy man or crazy ex-boyfriend, or she's got 10 guy friends and only hangs out with them, yeah, mm-mm. You know, those are things where the dude's like, eh, no. Right? But for real, it's fucked up, man. If you're a crazy ex out there, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Let them go.
It's not worth it.
And the more you're focused on them, you're not going to find somebody else you can abuse later.
Yeah. Find someone you can stay with and abuse.
Right? Find someone that abuses you back.
Maybe that's what they're searching for.
Mm.
A lot of them really, I believe that.
Power
that's
trippers,
what they,
man. Now I get serious with
them. Well, I mean, it's real. It's what everybody, I just now felt like the girl from that movie that we were just watching.
What movie?
Deadwood. Ah. You know, where she goes, it's real.
Yeah, Deadwood fan. All right, baby, let's wrap this up.
That's it.
That's it. That's the ending. No. That's it.
The ending would definitely be run as quickly as you can if you see those signs. Nothing is good enough. There's no dick that's big enough, good enough, nice enough. Nothing is worth it if it is.
Your wallet's big enough.
Yeah, none of those things are worth the drama, the everything that comes with it. Go away from it.
But he loves me. Or how about this? But I see the good in him.
No, you're not a fixer.
That one? Oh, God. I see the good in him. I can see the good, but do you see the psycho?
He's just never been with someone like me that understands that sometimes people go through stuff, and he just wants to be loved. That's all. You know, you've heard that saying with those ones that are so angry, they're the ones that need the most love.
Oh, yeah. I got a response to that one for the girls or guys out there that say those kind of things.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like. I know he hits me, but at least he holds me afterwards. That's what the fuck you're saying. Just so you hear it. That's what you're saying. I know he hits me, but he holds me afterwards. That's legit.
I feel better then.
Right, right.
He really takes care of me after he hits me.
Yeah, he was drunk every night. Right? Jesus. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. If you're listening now on Facebook, go to Cognitive Rampage on YouTube. Go search Cognitive Rampage on iTunes. Subscribe there, Cognitive Rampage Network. We got 7 shows on 1 podcast. You were listening to He Said, She Said as one of those. The Cognitive Rampage is another. Behind the Business, we'll get a few more episodes going to that. The LMAO podcast, cutting up with comedians, as well as The Fight Life. Got a couple of those I'm trying to work out. And releasing soon.
The PMS show is coming after I finish my testing.
What? It's not the PMS show.
Okay, PMS is coming after I...
The PMS.
The PMS.
Because you can't have the Patricia May show.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't have the Patricia May show podcast.
Okay.
It's the PMS.
The PMS is coming.
And what's it about?
You know what? It's just me. It's just going to be me shooting the shit and on every level, both with girl talk, business talk, what I think most women go through. It doesn't even have to only be men. I mean, women, you know, but just maybe more so their reflection on it.
Yeah, cool. Looking forward to that one. That one. Thank you for the clap there. Grace thought you did well. So look for all those shows. Just subscribe. Cognitive Rampage on YouTube. There's nothing else in the world named the Cognitive Rampage. So search that on Google. You will find everything you'll need to find. iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and everywhere else. We release all of those shows on YouTube. We release those shows on Facebook as well. So like and follow us there. On Instagram, you can look up Patricia and I both at Adam and Patricia on Instagram, as well as Cognitive Rampage on Instagram as well. Look up Maybe, Maybe Not. That's Maybe spelled M-A-E. You can find Patricia's Instagram where she puts up some cool artsy shit. But love all y'all out there.
Yes, we definitely love you. If you have anything you do want to talk about or hear about, email us. We would love to hear it, and we can address it, and we can leave out your name if we want to, but we'll give you the...
If we want to. We can leave out your name if we want to.
If you want us to. But we can certainly answer your questions and give you the honest truth.
Yeah. Email cognitiverampagepodcast@gmail.com. Email cognitiverampagepodcast@gmail.com. Message us on Facebook. As long as it's not a giant long book or a novel about what you're doing, please, we prefer email. Then we can bring that up and we can cover that about your relationship or maybe... quotes, it's a friend of yours that's going through it, all right?
Asking for a friend.
That's right. Patricia's great at dropping that advice, too, so it's worth reaching out if you're standing there going, I don't know what to do. Just reach out. It'll be a good time. All right, baby, Exodus out of here with something cute, something sweet, something whatever. Just do it. Do you.
All right. Okay. Just kidding.
No.
Oh, I was joking, I you jerk.
No, jerk. I don't want you sharing my shit. You sing that song to me at special moments. No, no.
I'm just kidding when I say jerk, baby.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have to end it the way that I usually do. I really have to pee, so see you guys next week.
All right, see y'all next week, yo.